This is The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. Today, the AI spending supercycle meets its report card. Four of the largest companies on Earth reported earnings within an 80-second window yesterday after the closing bell. Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta. First time they've all reported since the U.S. began combat operations in Iran. The market's verdict? Not kind to everyone.
Let's start with the numbers. Alphabet posted $109.9 billion in revenue, beating estimates by nearly $3 billion. The standout was Google Cloud, growing 63% year over year to just over $20 billion. That's up from 48% growth last quarter. CEO Sundar Pichai told analysts the company is, quote, compute-constrained in the near term, and that cloud revenue would have been even higher if they could meet demand. Cloud backlog nearly doubled to over $460 billion.
And on the other end?
Meta. Earnings beat 7.31 per share versus 6.79 expected. Revenue beat 56.3 billion versus 55.5 expected. And the stock dropped nearly 9% after hours.
Why?
Two words. User growth. Daily active people came in at 3.56 billion, a 4% year-over-year increase, but more than a 5% drop from the fourth quarter. Wall Street expected 3.62 billion. Meta blamed the shortfall on, quote, internet disruptions in Iran and a restriction on access to WhatsApp in Russia. Capital expenditures also came in below expectations at $19.84 billion versus $27.6 billion estimated.
The context here matters. The day before earnings, the Wall Street Journal reported that OpenAI has missed its internal growth targets for new users and revenue in recent months. That one report was enough to trigger a sell-off across AI-related stocks. Oracle and CoreWeave both dropped significantly on Tuesday. So the hyperscalers walked into their earnings with the market already nervous about AI demand. Semaphore reported that OpenAI has lost ground to Anthropic in coding and enterprise markets, while Google has eaten into its consumer base. So the competitive dynamics are shifting even as spending accelerates.
And it is accelerating. Combined 2026 AI spending across the five hyperscalers is now on track to exceed $650 billion. Amazon committed roughly $200 billion in CapEx for this year. Its AWS business grew 28% to $37.6 billion, the fastest growth in over 3 years. But Amazon's trailing 12-month free cash flow compressed to $1.2 billion, a 95% decline year over year as AI infrastructure spending ate into margins. Microsoft beat on both counts, 4.27 EPS, 82.9 billion revenue, and Azure grew nearly 40%. But the stock still dropped about 5%. The market is asking a very specific question. Is the spending producing commensurate returns?
So the picture is demand is real. Alphabet literally can't build fast enough. But the market is no longer rewarding spending alone. It's rewarding proof that the spending converts to revenue. And the Iran war is now showing up in corporate earnings. Meta's user losses, supply chain concerns for infrastructure, oil price pressures. The war and the AI economy are no longer separate stories. This has been The Synthetic Lens.